everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our post-St. Patrick's Day podcast, our second one in March. And we hope you had a safe and enjoyable St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, go Irish, baby. Go Irish. Hey, today we have a long one for you because we're going to be talking about your gambling authority is. Yeah. And Jenny will be talking about some changes at the Downtown Grand that we like. And also some remarkable work done at one of the queens of the gambling industry in Las Vegas. Going back to the old days, it's a time machine, and that's the El Cortez. We have some special things to say about those two who reinventing themselves. Both of them are very authentic Vegas experiences on Fremont Street, but they are reinventing themselves and they're all the more welcoming. So Jenny will be talking about that. But always, always recognize our studio audience and thank everybody for coming, digital people that they may be. So what's your gig in casinos? Slots, pie gal, blackjack, craps, three-card poker? Regardless of what you play when you visit a casino or even if you play online, if you play online, make sure it's live, all right? Live dealers, I mean. Part of the fun is to learn a little bit about the games that you play. Hey, I got a sort of like an allegorical metaphor for that. I once owned a British sports car. I owned two of them. I owned a TR4 and a TR6. And part of my enjoyment was working on them. I knew really very little when I started, but I read, I talked, I experimented, I dropped tools. I never became a master mechanic, but I certainly enjoyed learning more and more about these cars. And in fact, I kept my TR6 through my children's childhood into their high school years, and they both drove that TR6 a little bit. Way before the kids, before Jenny and I got married, I got into motorcycles. I absolutely loved two of them. One was my BSA 650 Hornet, and the second one was a Harley Cafe Racer. And to enjoy these bikes, I had to learn quite a bit about them. They both require, I'll just say, loving maintenance. I'm talking about these cars and bikes from my past because when I owned them, I had to go to an authority, be that authority something in print or mechanics in the flesh, and it was all part of the enjoyment. So what am I referring to when we speak about your gambling authority? You know, what am I talking about? Well, after playing in casinos for decades, there are many things about casinos that I consider myself an authority. For example, video poker. Hey, I may not know as much about video poker as Bob Dancer or the Queen of Comps, but it's damn close, okay? For example, the video poker is considered a game of skill in that the player has to make a decision on nearly all hands about what cards to hold and which cards to throw away. And of course, there's even exceptions to that because sometimes you could be dealt a flush, a straight, four of a kind, even a royal flush, you just dealt it. The payback schedules, tables, whatever one calls them, can be identified and read before you begin to play. So take the time to check it. I'm like, what am I looking for? I'm looking for 9-6 jacks or better. So what I mean by that is the payout is 9-for-1 on a full house and 6-for-1 on a flush. That's a 9-6 machine, and it's a good place to start to play video poker. And as you become, more familiar with video poker, you might even consider an 8-5 machine because it has bonus payouts maybe for quad aces if they pay a bonus for the 2, the 3, and the 4. Hey, take your time, read about it, learn about it, and you'll get the gist of picking the right machine. And before too long, you may find yourself thinking about your own perfect play. You know, look for articles about video poker. Listen to podcasts. Look at YouTube videos. Eventually, you will become an authority on video poker, at least to your spouse or your friends and maybe some other family members. So who is my authority on video poker? For the most part, it's me, baby. It's me. And, you know, I learned a lot about slot machines from Janie because that's her major focus. That's casinos, it's slot machines. She plays table games sometimes, but it's mostly about slot machines. And so what can she learn, or what did she teach me that's so important? And I'll tell you, the most important thing in my mind would be understanding the difference between progressive machines that are tied to big jackpots and the lower limit slot machines that sometimes hit $40, $50, $60, $180. A lot more action than the big progressives usually. Regular poke machines and progressive machines can prove the experts wrong. You know, if you read about slot machines, you'll come across the experts who say never play the machines at the Harry Reid Airport because they're so tight. Yet, we have two friends who live within miles of our home in Western Pennsylvania who have won life-changing money playing those machines that the experts say don't play. We suggest, though, and Janie's big on this, that if you play them, don't spend more than $25. It's random, you know, but $25, that might be worth the risk. Both of our friends had put $25 in the machine. One won $500,000, one $350,000. Come on. Hey, I want you to consider joining our Facebook group. We put two slot machines videos on there. One's by Travel Ruby. She played the way Janie plays so often at the M Resort. She put $20 into 10 different machines. So it's a $200 afternoon. I think that's pretty common for slot players. And you can see how she did. She filmed those machines as she did it. And Pompsy's back with his wife now, Greta. And they hit a big jackpot playing those, Buffalo Progressives, baby, for $475 a pool, I think it was. And he didn't spend too much money before he hit a big one. So I don't want to spoil it for you, but you can find those on Casinos USA, that group. Go through those frames and you'll see them. Might save you some time rather than just seeking them out on YouTube. Another suggestion that you can gain from Casinos USA, you know, led by Janie with slots, is learn to play slots slowly. There's no real reason to rush. And why would you want to burn through money at a record pace? It's fun to play slots sitting beside a friend, a spouse, a pal, and even taking turns and enjoying the success of one another as it happens. You know, that's sweet. It really slows you down doing that too. And if someone has a couple hits, you know, just stop playing for a minute or two and watch them, and then they can watch you when you get hot on those machines. There was a great story in the Review Journal, the daily newspaper of Las Vegas, so I know it's authentic. There was a couple, married couple, playing keno, sitting beside each other. And the female hit for $50,000 on her machine. And, of course, you know, everybody was jumping around, screaming, and so on. And so her husband, once the commotion settled down, they were waiting for the check, you know, the big paper check to come out and the obligatory picture. He hits for $50,000. Holy smoke. Talk about the odds against that. Sitting right next to each other, $50,000 each. Oh, boy. I hope they had a nice driver flight home, huh? I bet they did. So slot machines, I think you learn more about slot machines just playing slot machines yourself. And be sure to walk around the casino and take a look at all the machines. Sometimes if you just play one machine all the time, you're missing out, you know. I get a lot of free play in our local casinos here in Pittsburgh and outside of Pittsburgh. At Pittsburgh Live, for example, I had $160 worth of free play. And I burned through some free play on one side of the casino. I had 65 cents profit. And then went over to the other side, and within four or five spins, I won $100. I got four of a kind twice. Once it was dealt to me, and once I held two sevens and picked up two other sevens. So, I mean, you know, it's fun to move around with slots. And but after you play slots for a while, you'll be the expert, buddy. You'll be the expert. Moving from slots to table games, nearly all table games involve playing cards. You know, roulette and the big wheel are the exceptions that come to mind. So when we first started at casinos so long ago, a female dealer suggested two table games that we should play at the same time. And why would we do this? Well, she said, because the losses on one might be covered by the wins of the other. That made sense. So in the end, it's more about recreational gambling than anything else. And the table games we play are Pai-Gow, Baccarat, some blackjack, craps, of course, and three-card poker. We'll talk a little bit about some of them. You know, Pai-Gow's interesting if you can know how to play poker. You get seven cards. And let's talk about what we're going to do with seven cards. Everyone at the table gets seven cards, and what's going to happen? And it's a little bit simpler than you think. It's a slower game, and I think it's a relaxing game to play. And each player makes the best hands possible out of those cards. A two-card hand and a five-card hand. So immediately it's clear, if you think about it, if you're a video poker player, if you're a regular poker player, you know this. There's going to be a lot of times when the player and the dealer split. So it's a very slow-paced game. And you learn not to stay in it if you can't get at least a queen six, you know, with the two cards. But one good thing, the cards play themselves. So if you get it wrong, you know, the dealer is obligated legally to correct you, all right? So you don't have to sweat it at all, okay? And if you know a little bit about video poker and a little bit about just table poker, Pai-Gow, give it a try. It might be something that, what did I say? Float your boat, man. Okay. I want to move on to Baccarat. I don't know if you like the phrase guessing game, you know, but I don't think there's any table game that's more of a guessing game than Baccarat. You can say there's a little strategy. Maybe there's a whole lot of strategy, but I sure don't know about it because, you know, there's two card, two hand. It's a two hand game. So look at the table. You can bet the banker, the player, they're in circles in front of each seat, and the tie. All right. Now there's other bets, little prop bets, but let's not worry about those right now. So these are the essential bets. Banker, player, and if you want to stick some money on tie once in a while, yeah, go ahead. All right. Okay, so the players don't touch the cards. You're just sitting in front of your circles, and you're between deals, and you're going to have to put your money on the banker or the player. Okay, so you put $10 on banker. And what are you trying to do? Well, the dealer is going to deal two cards to the banker. It's going to be written banker on the table. And then two cards to the player. And they're going to be face up. And the object of the game is to get close to nine. So if you're in love with blackjack, you got to kind of relearn the rules here. It's real simple. Numbered cards, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 are what they are. Okay, so you're trying to get to nine, right? Whoever gets to nine or closest to nine would win. The 10, the jack, the queen, and the king have zero value. The ace is one. So if you had a jack nine, you have baccarat. You hit nine. If you have an ace eight, you have baccarat. You hit nine. If you have a 6-7, that's 13. You're going to go over 9. You have 3. If you have an 8-7, you have 5. If you have a 4-5, you have 9. You won. So there you go. Banker, player. And the rules of the game, there's a third card that's drawn sometimes. But don't worry about these rules. Of course, you can learn them. They're not that complicated. But you don't need to worry about it because the dealer has to play by the rules. You know, play by the rules. So once in a while, you think you won, but there's a third card drawn, and your total changes. So, for example, let's say you have an 8-1, okay, and then there's a third card drawn, and, you know, you get a 3. Well, you really have 8-4 now, so that gives you a 2. All right, so think about that. I mean, that third card can kill you. It can make you a winner, too, but don't worry about it, because the dealer is going to deal that third card when it should be dealt. So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 are what they are. 7 is a 7, 6 is a 6. A 10, a jack, a queen, and a king have no value. That's a 0, and an ace is worth 1. If you win playing banker or player, it's even money. If you bet the tie, that's 8-1. So, you know, that's a risky thing maybe, but it pays off. So here's the other point. And this is an important one. Banker, by the rules of the game, have a slight advantage about that third card. And so there's a 5% commission. Don't even worry about it. The dealer's going to keep track, and you're not going to get out of the game without paying it, all right? You'll see how that works when you sit down and play back for yourself or watch it on YouTube. Now, arguably, blackjack played perfectly, which we'll talk about in a little bit, has the best odds in the table games, and that's 0.5% played perfectly. Most people don't play it perfectly. Blackjack's a big winner for casinos because most people do not play perfect basic strategy. However, baccarat is second, has a very low house edge. That's why there's such big money with baccarat. Very low house edge. And third would be craps. You know, even playing just smart craps from the pass line with odds or from the don't pass with odds, there's still, you know, a 1.4 house edge built into craps. Now, you know, the line, the pass line with odds behind it or the don't pass with odds alongside of it. Yeah, on those odds bets, there's no house edge, but you can't make the odds bet without being on the don't pass or the pass line bet or being on the come, which moves to a number, then you put odds on it. So there's odds working there, and it's a little bit of a misnomer to say it's the best bet in Vegas. It is, but because you have to make a line bet or a come bet, there's still a house advantage. But we sing the praises of odds bets and craps and possibly the best bet in a casino. But there's so many other ways to have fun and win money in craps. So you play your favorite game, whether it's blackjack, whether it's baccarat, whether it's craps. Talking craps. Seems like there's one dude on the table that just rolls nines or fives or even fours. I was playing a game just a few days ago where a middle-aged woman, you know, and hey, I'm a senior citizen. She was throwing nines. She threw five consecutive nines and then kept the dice, and she threw a couple more. I think she went nine nines, and I kept pressing up, baby. And I walked out of that that casino, Pittsburgh Live, a happy dude. Oh, my, my. So anything can happen when you're with a roll of the dice. And remember, there's no perfect system. But basically, the short term, playing that like for 30 minutes, the math doesn't mean a hell of a lot because anything can happen. And if you're a blackjack person, yeah, anything can happen, but you really, really cave in if you don't play basic strategy. So you have to become an authority on that. You know, blackjack obviously is the most popular table game in a casino. Just look around. And the casinos love blackjack because few people play it well, and they just basically spend a lot of money. So I play blackjack, play like 10 hands, and that's it for me, just to keep myself, you know, involved with the game. But it does have the lowest house edge and in a casino, and yet people just spend so much money losing at blackjack. Learn basic strategy. Become an authority. Remember this. You're at the table. When you're at that slot machine, you're the boss, man. You're the boss, okay? Don't blame anyone else. So when I ask, who is your gambling authority? Your gambling authority is you, baby. It's you. So you're thinking, hey, don't call me an authority. You know, listen, I believe in you. Just put some time in, you know, however you want to learn it. Observation, talk to players, read about it, watch it on YouTube, listen to podcasts, but you become the authority. You know, we have a wonderful person in our Facebook group. The Facebook group has 1,300 people. That's Casinos USA. And it's Dave. And he was talking about how much fun he had at the Downtown Grand. So what we want to do is take you there and talk about the Downtown Grand. And we're going to talk about Miguel Cortez. And to get that done, we're turning to Janie. And she'll join us shortly. Okay, here's Janie.
Hi, everybody. It's Jane. Well, I wanted to talk to you today about something that just happened to us. We often post things that are happening around the country, and especially in Las Vegas, regarding casinos and casino resorts and events that are taking place onto our Facebook group, Casinos USA. And recently, we put on information about the El Cortez, which is in the Fremont Street area. Coach Fab joked about how worn the craps tables were. But he did talk about the fact that there are so many big wins there, and they seem to be very common. But he said his last visit to the craps tables there, the craps tables were so hard he was afraid the dice would crack. Now, that I agree that is a little extreme, and it was 110 outside the day that this happened. So we went into the casino very hot, sweaty, and maybe jaded about that. So we didn't see everything in the greatest eyes that day. Well, lo and behold, to our surprise, El Cortez responded back to that. Okay, in response, and I'll quote, "Big wins, big renovations. We just completed a $30 million room remodel and ongoing casino upgrades all over our dice tables. And they get a lot of action, but they've never had a dice crack." Well, Coach Favre responded, and I quote, "I stand corrected. Thank you for getting back to our Facebook group. We will reference your $30 million renovation in our next Casinos USA podcast." Now, we have thousands of listeners, so for all of us, keep those big wins coming. Now, he said dice cracking is a rhetorical device because on the older table, it sounded as though the dice were being thrown on cement. And honestly, that's happened. When you learn how to play street craps, that's where you play it, on concrete. But honestly, El Cortez is such an authentic Vegas experience, and we'll definitely check it out again and enjoy the renovation on our next visit. Well, El Cortez responded again and said, "Donnie Mike and Casinos USA, we are looking forward to seeing you soon." So we're not sure. We haven't planned that trip yet. We're waiting to see what's happening with the rest of the family. But I would say of my own experiences in El Cortez, I mean, some good, some bad. The last time I was there, when I didn't even get to go in to play because as you, in the reception area where you go in and you spin the big wheel to see if you've won anything before you even start or you want to get a new card, the line was so long, and the gentleman working there was on the phone and just kept talking and talking. And as I said, it had been so hot outside, and we were miserable. So I left. I didn't stay that day. But once you go into their restaurant area, you feel like you're in old Las Vegas. I have to say that's the only casino that I've ever had that feeling in. You know, I feel like I'm going to see the Rat Pack coming out of the restaurants. There's several restaurants. There's a bar there, and it I don't think it has changed at all. And that reminds you of when I refer to old Las Vegas, I'm talking about the Fremont area. People refer to it as, "Have you gone to Fremont Street?" or the Fremont Street Experience. That's the lighted canopy that puts on light shows throughout the day and night there. And that's only on Fremont Street, but there's a whole surrounding area of other casinos and hotels there. So that's called the downtown area, old Las Vegas. It has different references, but if you are a frequent visitor or if you go to Las Vegas, it is worth a trip there at least once to go down there and see it and experience that. And you can draw your own conclusion. Speaking of old Las Vegas, I'm sure any of you who have experienced old Las Vegas are longing for some of the table minimums. And there's another casino in the Fremont area called the Downtown Grand. And they have $1 blackjack, $5 craps, and roulette, high payback video poker machines, free parking, and a $14.99 prime rib dinner with only 25 points accrued. Now, if you remember anything at all about old Las Vegas, you remember the Lady Luck Casino. Well, that was taken away, that closed, and was remodeled, and then came the Downtown Grand in 2013, it opened. And recently, they've just built, it was completed in 2020, an 8-story tower with 495 rooms. They have also, well, I wouldn't say remodeled, but they've also put in electronic craps machines, crap tables, on the casino floor, which is definitely an upgrade, and many, many people like it. Coach Fav referred to our friend from the Facebook group who visited there and played them. And we have played that same system in Maryland Live several years ago. They were the first casino that we know of that had that system. But I think you would like the Downtown Grand. They have several restaurants there. Another unique feature that happened is that they opened the Caesars Sportsbook there, which means that you can place a sports bet at the Downtown Grand but still get your rewards credits at Caesars. Now, I think that's unusual and very exciting that they're doing that. So if you're on Fremont Street and you want to play a bet down there, a sports bet, you can do that. Especially at a time like March Madness, that's a great time to place bets, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that would like to place bets through Caesars, so that's a good time to try it. I'd also like to mention that they have a weekend brunch with live entertainment at their Freedom Beat restaurant, so I don't think you can go wrong if... What a good day to go to both of these casinos and you enjoy their restaurants and their gaming features with their pricing and such. I think it's worth a trip down there. Okay, and just to make everything just a little bit more fun, as Coach advises, it's really good to know a lot or as much as you can about the games you want to play. Even playing slots. There's so many YouTube videos today that advise you on different ways to play or how to bet. I think mainly it's how you would bet, how you want to set up your budget for playing that game, or if you want to put like $10 in five machines and see what happens. But it's good to have some idea when you go in, not just go in and just start. If table games, then you really do have to do a little bit of research or stand around, watch, ask questions, not ask questions while the game's going on, but note down what you want to question someone about or how you should bet, and then your edge is just better and you'll enjoy the game more if you know how to play it. Okay, that's my advice for today.
So if you're visiting the Vegas area or you're a native in Southern Nevada, you know, don't forget about the Downtown Grand and the old one, back one of the originals, the El Cortez, their time machine. And I'm excited about their renovation, and I was really appreciative that they got back to us on our comments. So we appreciate both of those properties. Also, whether you play in your own state, I think it's 36 states now have legalized gambling, sports betting as well. Remember, you know, learn as much as you can about the things that you do. It just makes everything so much more enjoyable, all right? You know, there's no foolproof system, and don't let anybody fool you about that. But you be your own judge. You be the authority. And win or lose, have fun. It's recreational gambling. Just enjoy yourself. And we're here to share our experiences with you and also to report the ones that you talk to us on. Don't hesitate to join our casino group. There's no charge. Casinos USA, like I say, it's 1,300 strong and growing. So here once again, Casinos USA promises that we'll always be a place where every day is Saturday. Thanks for listening.